First of two for week 17, fantasy football, probably your championship week. I wrapped up all three of my leagues last week. Nobody should be playing season-long fantasy football after this week. It is the Top Right Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters $6 drinks all day, every day. Visit originalhooters.com for the location nearest you in the greater Tampa Bay area. We again thank Tony Metzler at the Clearwater location, the original on Gulf to Bay, for his hospitality as we had some fun for the two simultaneous Monday night games earlier in December. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com for your championship week fantasy questions. Because of the Jalen Hurts sit out, the Derrick Henry sit out, and the canceled Bengals-Bills game last year in week 17, I made the decision many, many months ago to wrap up all my leagues in 16 weeks this season. It worked out perfectly. There were really no unique issues that were similar to what leagues dealt with week 17 last year. And I'm going to recap my three leagues and talk about one particular player in this podcast. And for those of you playing championship fantasy football this week, I will get you another podcast later this week. We will look at players. We will look at games. We will have a little more info on injuries at that point. It probably won't post by the time the Thursday night game is played between the Browns and the Jets, so let's just get that out of the way. There really aren't any Jets you can probably play in the game against Cleveland. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, what about Breece Hall? You can. The matchup isn't great. The game flow isn't going to be great. He's a wonderful player. But when you factor in what's going on with the Browns defense and how little the Jets have anything else going on the offensive side of the ball, just getting to the end of the season here, if you have better options than Breece Hall to play at a running back or a flex position, I would highly encourage you to do so. From the Browns standpoint, if you want to plug and play Joe Flacco, it's not a bad idea with what he's got going on. And we're going to talk about Cooper. Yeah, you're playing him. Njoku, another touchdown, three solid games in a row with Joe Flacco. Those guys are definitely in play. Running back wise, there's a few names there. The Jets run defense hasn't been in the second half of the season what it was early in the season, just because they were on the field so darn much. But yeah, and you got to check the injury status of the Cleveland kicker. A couple of guys potentially there in play. But yeah, Flacco, Cooper, who we will talk about, and Njoku have really stood out in recent weeks. But we'll do all the other games once we get to a podcast later in the week. Let me just give you that for Thursday, and you can email me with any questions at write.todd@yahoo.com. So, Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford, has been a supporter of my podcast and specifically the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for a few years now. Sean gave us a place to host a draft during COVID when we needed one. Nothing bad happened. We had the showroom floor to ourselves, plenty of space. It was really nice. We brought in catered food from Payway, and Mike Lentz brought it from Papa John's. Scott Heckathorn brought it from Payway. Sean was okay with that. And around that, I think was the first time that Sean said, hey, I'm going to give $1,000 to the winner of your fantasy league, Todd. And it has gone from there every year that Sean has been involved, not only playing fantasy football with us. He had played 1 year prior. I believe he played in 2019. But he's been there for us. He's enhanced what we've done, and he's very into it. He has his own podcast on JoeBucksFan.com. And one of the first things I said to him when he offered a $1,000 reward to the winner of the league the first time was, well, what if you win the league? And he just smiled. Well, this year, he finally did win the league. And much like I've talked about in the past, the evolution of Ira Kaufman, who is also sponsored by Bill Curry Ford and Sean Sullivan and what he does via JoeBucksFan.com. I've seen the evolution of Ira as a fantasy player over the years. I had to beat Ira in the championship game of the podcast league in 2021 to show how far Ira had come when he had started playing in podcast leagues. Sean the same way. Sean was too into rookies when he started playing fantasy football with us. And this year, at our podcast league draft, which we got back into a Hooters location, we were at the one on Hillsborough for the first time since 2019. And Sean didn't go nuts on the rookies in the draft for the first time that I could remember. And he even went for, in closer to middle rounds, not late rounds, closer to middle rounds when no one was touching Cooper Kupp and no one was touching Jonathan Taylor, he took both of them in back-to-back rounds. And he looked at me and he said, look at that value. Both of those guys were in his starting lineup last week for the last week of our season where we just played flat out 16 weeks for total points. And Sean had been the guy to beat for a handful of weeks now. About a month ago, Sean put up a huge weekly number, and I said here on the podcast at the time, as a result of that performance, Sean is clearly the guy to beat and may have won the fantasy league with that performance, and he did. He won by a very comfortable margin, and he also had Amari Cooper in the starting lineup this past week. Probably wouldn't have had him in the starting lineup if not for two wide receiver injuries. Ja'Marr Chase, who he did take over McCaffrey, and he still defends. We talked about it. And Keenan Allen. Because he didn't use either of those for obvious reasons. And he puts Amari Cooper in the lineup. He also had CeeDee Lamb. Like I said, he also had Cooper Kupp. Chose not to roster any tight ends, which is great use of the wonderful option that I give my owners to never deal with tight ends the entire season. Tua Tagovailoa was his quarterback all year. He chose not to draft McCaffrey. We already told you he drafted Jonathan Taylor. Aaron Jones didn't work out for him. ETN was very good the first 2+ months of the season. Not so much recently as the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence even says, we seem lost as they have gone on this losing streak. And Rashad White turned into quite the fantasy player. And Sean's a Buccaneer homer, and yet that's the only Buck he had on his team. And Rashad White, really for the last couple months of the fantasy season, has been an RB1 in terms of his point production. So, way to go, Sean. I know when I was shopping for a quarterback late in the season after trying to get everything I could for Josh Allen and just strengthen myself at other positions and pick up a quarterback on waivers who could get me equal or close to Josh Allen production, and it didn't work out for me. One of the guys that I was looking at was Jake Browning, and Sean had already picked him up as well. So just a lot of really good moves, a very good draft from Sean. And I thank him and Bill Curry Ford for what they've done for me on these podcasts. And in terms of my vehicles, they serviced a previous vehicle I owned. They took it in trade on a pre-owned vehicle that was on Sean's lot that I still drive. Mark Wolte in the service department just recently retired. I'm going to miss the hell out of him, but he's, you know, he earned his retirement. They've been working on the new building there on Northdale Mabry. A lot going on with Bill Curry Ford. Thank you, Sean Sullivan. Congratulations, Sean Sullivan, for defending your Bill Curry money as a common contestant and winning a podcast league for the first time here in 2023. A very well-earned, and I don't want to say dominant win, but an impressive win for Sean in the podcast league. 70-plus points better than Andrew DeWitt, the sports betting editor of The Athletic, who played very hard, very shrewd. I told Andrew earlier this week, virtually every week I went to look for a player that I thought I could pick up in this league, and Andrew had already picked him up. It was tough to play against Andrew in this league. He had a fine draft that was based around big-time wide receivers. I know the last couple weeks, Tyreek Hill and A.J. Brown have not benefited their fantasy owners. Tyreek sat out a game. Brown hasn't been getting in the end zone. They've been so good for so long to put owners in a position to win fantasy championships until these last couple of weeks might help you finally put the exclamation point on that for those of you playing Week 17 championship fantasy football. But a strong year for Andrew DeWitt playing with us remotely thanks to the drafting of two-time Jimmy McGinty winner in the foundation, Doc, who simply came to the draft because he wanted to hang out and have fun and see what other people were picking and have a beer. And I told him to bring his draft materials because we needed an owner. I always have cancellations late for some reason when we do the podcast league drafts. I hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. I don't understand it. I get angry about it because I don't get those things with my golf tournaments and I don't get those things with the foundation. I don't know why I get it with the podcast league, but I was prepared for it this time. And it turned into a good thing with Doc drafting as a surrogate for Andrew DeWitt, who lives out west and has played in my leagues before. Greg Barker made a hell of a run, finishes third, if we're going to use sort of a podium for that league. Greg finished inside of 100 points back, only other person to do that other than Andrew DeWitt. Greg was with us on the Monday night recently at Hooters. He's a Todd Wright Tour golf captain. He's a loyal podcast listener. Well done, Greg. Well done. Greg feels Stephon Diggs let him down. And I wasn't even that aware of Stephon Diggs' lack of overall production. Well, not overall production. The second half of the fantasy season. I've always said Diggs is one of the quietest wide receiver ones out there. As Greg pointed out, as an owner of Diggs, and I guess the rest of you can relate because I haven't owned Diggs this year, Diggs hasn't been a wide receiver one the second half of the fantasy season. He just hasn't. He's been a fringe wide receiver 2/3, not putting up the big points. Despite a late surge from Josh Allen, it hasn't been connected to Diggs' production. The rest of the podcast league went Bengal Ralph in fourth by a point plus over Ira, then me, then Mark Fitzpatrick, then Mike Lentz of Papa John's, then Drew Garabo and John Senning from 102.5 The Bone, and then Scott Curran brings up the rear there. the winner in the League of Champions, the second podcast league, and I called it the League of Champions because it had roughly half membership that had won a podcast league championship before. A non-winner won the league this year, and he did it with a very late push. He had sort of hovered between like third and fifth, maybe third even and sixth, the back half of the season. And then in week 15, he threw up an enormous number, beat everybody by minimum 80, and jumped up the board. And that's Chris Martin, also a very loyal podcast listener. Chris made his big move in week 15 and said, come get me. And no one was able to come get him by the time we were done with all fantasy football week 16. And by a very slim margin, 10 plus points over one owner, just under 13 points in front of another owner, and only 30 plus points in front of another owner. I'll take it a step further. There were five players, half the League of Champions, finished within 47 points of first. The leader, Kevin, defending champ Captain Morgan, former champ Matt Jones, and Scott Heckathorn, who had catered a couple of drafts for us, who got in there and had a shot as well at the end. All five of those guys were closer or to the leader one than anyone was to Sean Sullivan in the other podcast league. One league ultra competitive, the other league not so much. So again, Chris was first, Kevin was second. Kevin, why was Michael Pittman in your starting lineup in week 16? I know Kevin's got a lot going on in his life, but I'm always going to remember, and apparently Kevin had a couple others of those this season, where he didn't get a guy who was declared out before kickoff, out of his lineup, put someone else healthy in there, whether he's on your bench or you pluck a guy off waivers to get you some points. Kevin, that cost you $1,000. And I know you got a lot going and you're a great guy and I appreciate your support, but man, that really hurt you. Really, really hurt you, especially in week 16 when points were at such a premium and you had a guy that had been declared out, I think, the day before his game. And you had other options and other dominoes you could have pushed around to try to have gotten some very, very valuable points there. You still were in it right to the end, but you needed those points. You can't take zeros. Captain Morgan comes up a little short. Basically, here's what it came down to. The Ravens-Niners game on Christmas night, Chris, Kevin, and Morgan were all in it. All were in it. Actually, Morgan led at that point. If we're going in real time, Morgan led by about 1.17 points going into the Ravens-Niners game. Kevin was 13-plus points back. All three of those owners had a player in that game. Kevin had Lamar Jackson. So it's like, yeah, he can make up that deficit. But Chris had Christian McCaffrey. He was smart enough to draft McCaffrey after others passed on him in the League of Champions. So Kevin was going to need to not only make up 12.02 points on Chris, but then make up, Lamar needed to also make up whatever McCaffrey did that night. McCaffrey got a rushing touchdown. Lamar didn't get rushing touchdowns. And in the end, McCaffrey beats Lamar. Morgan had the Niners kicker and was on the wrong side of a blowout because Justin Tucker got a ton of points that night as the Ravens had the lead. So the game flow went against Morgan, or Moody might have been enough, maybe minus the rushing touchdown for McCaffrey, to win going into that Sunday night game. It was real interesting. It was fun for me to follow as a commissioner. Congratulations to, like Sean, a first-time Podcast League winner, Chris Martin, a first-time Podcast League winner. And Chris will be getting $1,000 from Bill Curry Ford. I'll talk about my win in the foundation in the next podcast after 9 years of commissioning my personal league, which plays head-to-head, and doing a lot of neat things for the league. I'm finally getting my name on the trophy that was my idea for the league winner, where there is no money involved. And I'll talk about that a little more later this week in that podcast, and tell some stories about that. I want to talk about Amari Cooper before we call it a podcast today. It wasn't quite the Alvin Kamara Christmas miracle of 2020, but it was damn close. And it was one of the top three performances point-wise in fantasy football this year, with Cooper going off for the yardage, for the touchdowns, even throwing in a two-point conversion late for the Browns. Mentioned how Sean Sullivan played him. In the end, Sean would have won without him. The only reason Sean put him in was because he had no Jamar Chase. He had no Keenan Allen. Amari Cooper, at the time that he put up that huge number in week 16, available in 3% of Yahoo leagues, just sitting there on waivers, putting up that number, and was only in 76% of starting lineups in Yahoo leagues when he put up that number last week. Yeah. I know when Kamara went off with the Christmas miracle of 2020, he was 99%, 100% in terms of rostered and close to that, I'm sure. I know the game was against the Vikings, but it was in the dome, right? I believe it was in New Orleans when he did that with the Christmas cleats, one red, one green. So there's some Amari Cooper for you. I'll always think of Sean Sullivan's fantasy championship. Again, he would have won without Cooper, but still, that sort of put it away and took all the drama out for Monday, or for later on Sunday and Monday. But yeah, Amari Cooper sitting on waivers in 3% of Yahoo leagues when he put up that number last week, and only roughly 3 of 4 fantasy leagues had Amari Cooper as a starter in Yahoo last week. Remember, I'll be back with you later this week. We'll talk about some Week 17, fantasy players and production. And I do want to talk about my win in the foundation, my long-awaited and so coveted championship. As I get my first Jimmy McGinty trophy, I'm looking at it right now. We'll talk about that later this week. You can send me any individual fantasy questions at write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Thanks for listening.